Real estate prices have been soaring all across the country, in Boston, Washington, D.C., the San Francisco Bay Area, and in the Hamptons on Long Island, where commentator Heather Dune McAdam lives.
For years, my partner and I have been desperate to graduate from being tenants to becoming homeowners. So, when a local newspaper ran this crazy ad, House for a Dollar, I called. After all, it was the first reasonably priced house I'd seen. Starter homes generally go for $250,000 around here. This guy, Lewis, answers, "You're the 12th caller. It's like a radio giveaway. What's your story? I'm only giving it to someone in need." "We had a fire," I tell him. Here's the thing about getting a house for a dollar. No land comes with it, and Lewis won't give the house to anyone who's landless. Fortunately for us, none of the other callers own land either. Then, 5 days later, I swear to God I'm not lying, our lawsuit from the house fire settles, covering the down payment on some property, and we give Lewis a dollar. Now, we have a house and we have property. The trick is to get the two together. There are other incidentals as well, and every one of them costs money. Taking the roof and kitchen off, transporting the house, putting the roof and kitchen back on, and it's not like everything works after you move your house. It still needs to be hooked up, plumbed, heated. This is the most expensive dollar we've ever spent. Demolition on the roof and kitchen begins just about the time it starts raining and the house mover disappears. We spread a huge green tarp over it, but like a wallflower, she's all dressed up with no place to go. And so are we. We're homeless. Gave up our rental because we thought we'd have moved in by now. Ha! In a single act of desperation, we rent a camper and park it in our contractor's backyard. It's a new contracting service. Live with your contractor while he builds your house? Not a good idea. The house mover postpones again. I bless and curse Lewis every day. Finally, our contractor says the house is moving at 5:30 the next morning. I get up to wait on an overpass, video camera in hand. Fog billows across the highway. Can they move a house in the fog? Diesel fumes waft up from below the bridge. I wait and wait and, "Don't jump!" someone yells as he drives by. I take a long shot at the empty highway and mumble, "No house." That night, our contractor stops by the camper to say, "Tomorrow's really it." I take a sleeping pill. The next morning, fully rested, I swing by the property where we're supposed to get a permanent address someday. Our house on wheels with a green tarp still over her roof is standing in the middle of the yard, and suddenly, we're homeowners in the Hamptons. Our new neighbors look horrified. We move in 8 weeks later, having grown homicidal in the camper. And even though there's no heat or electricity, there's also no place like home. Our contractor's 5-year-old son asks, "Why'd you take your house off its wheels?" Sometimes I wonder. So, how do you move a house in the Hamptons? It only takes a fire, a lawsuit, an ad, a patron, a contractor, 10 weeks in a camper, numerous permits, a house mover, 2 semi-nervous breakdowns, umpteen panic attacks, and $1.
Heather Dune McAdam lives in Hampton Bays, New York.